Hello, and welcome to day 4 of the Empath Challenge. Today we're going to talk about energy. Energy and empaths, energy and sensitivity. We are aware of a vibration when we connect with people, when we connect with places. We are aware of emotions that are present. We're aware of deeper issues that are underlying behaviors of people. And that's just the tip of the iceberg. There's actually more that goes on with empaths than even that sometimes. So I'm here today to talk to you about what we can remove or reduce or mitigate in the way that we're conducting our lives so that we reduce the amount of negativity, the amount of strain on our system. What are we coming in contact with during the day on a consistent basis that does not help us? What is within our control to change and shift? You know, we can only truly control, if I want to use that word, our response to things, but we also can control what we allow in our world, what we choose to keep in our world. So, you know, looking at this, not to, you know, totally revamp your life and what's in it, that's not my goal here. My goal here is to find one or two things that you can reduce your exposure in, your involvement in, your attachment to going forward for the next however many days are left in this challenge. I want a commitment to remove something, reduce or mitigate the effect of something that's in your life right now that causes you to go into quote unquote density or to, you know, it strains you, it challenges you, it drains you. It can be anything you want it to be, but I want you to pick at least one thing and I want it to be doable. You can do it easy enough for the next 17 days. All right. So some ideas on this would be maybe to limit your watching of the news in some way. You know, I want it to be something significant. So if you're watching the news for 2 hours a day, you got to reduce it down to half an hour or totally eliminate it. If you are either listening or watching the news, either one is the same thing. Now, if you're on Facebook in certain communities too much, trust me when I tell you, I am very careful on Facebook where I go and what I do because I don't want to get entangled, is the word, entangled in energies and situations that really are not my business, nor do I want to make them my business. Because what I do is I will skim. I skim what I see and I sense. So I don't, you know, where I can help, I help. Where I don't want to be and it doesn't feel right, I step back away from. I have a lot of friends and I wish I could keep track of everybody's posts, but I don't. I really go on Facebook to specific places to do specific things and then I step away from it. All right. So limiting your time on Facebook, another idea. A third idea, anything that you do because you have to do or you should do, that you consistently should do every day, and there's this resentment growing in the back of your mind, that can be, you can eliminate it. If you can eliminate it, eliminate it. You'll feel a little bit of guilt over it initially, but if you can convince yourself that it's not your job to do what other people expect you to do every step of the way, and then deal with the repercussion when they don't see you doing what they want you to do or what they're accustomed to you doing, then you're golden there. You know, take that little leap. Whatever it is that you choose to do, don't make it anything too much. But make it something that you're not going to be feeling guilty about if you don't do it. You know, there's all these habits that we have, and we do not have to do everything that we've always done. We can do things differently. We do not have to meet the expectations of others every second of the way. We are allowed to do what we enjoy to do, what we want to do. We are allowed to make our choice. We are allowed room between right and wrong or good and bad. We are allowed to have a lazy day. We are allowed not to make dinner every day. So, you know, these in my mind are self-imposed a lot of times. And there are people in our world that like us to be and do what they want and what they need. And they won't hesitate to throw it right back at you and tell you, oh, well, you know, if you did this or if you did that, it's a projection out at you. It's a lack of ownership on their end. Who said that we are the caregiver and responsible for the happiness of other people? We are not. The biggest thing we can do is teach them by doing what we want to do or knowing what we want to do. And not being resistant to their energy and their crazy demands or wants. And, you know, it's like they're baiting us. When someone's baiting you, what do? You can argue with them, but guess what? Nothing's going to happen with that. You don't change anybody's mind. Or you can let it just go right off your back. Not a big deal. You're not answering them back and you're not conceding to it. You're just not going to do it. And so when you act in that fashion, there really is very little that they can do other than act like a child and throw a total fit. And then you can sit there and watch them and wonder, wow. You can wonder and say, wow. You know, so I guess I'm trying to relay to you an approach and a response that is a little bit more productive, and you're not going to be perfect in doing this activity or this challenge, but I really want you to think in terms of what can I reduce in my life that I won't miss and it won't drain me as much. You know, how can I cut myself some slack and do myself a favor by spending, you know, being a little bit more careful of what I do on Facebook? Eliminating the news more, eliminating anything that drains me, whether it be too much of some person in your life. I want the negative removed. So it's up to you. Pick what that is. So your challenge today is to write about what you're going to eliminate going forward these next days in the challenge, what you're going to eliminate or intend to eliminate. You can make it one, you can make it two things. Make it something doable. Give yourself some slack because you might feel guilty at some point over whatever it is, or you might yearn to watch a little bit of it. So it's like anything else. When you tell yourself, no, you can't do something, every part of you wants it because you just denied yourself something. So to get around that impulse, just cut yourself some slack and say, you know what? I'm going to do my best. This is the goal. I'm going to track this. You know, this is what I'm not doing. So if you have a calendar, if you have your journal, whatever it is, every single day, what was the goal? Did you meet it? Did it work? Why didn't it work? You know, a softer approach to it, because change is actually fairly difficult to implement. We are creatures of habit, all of us. Me, you, everybody. So that's what I want to leave you with today. I would love to know what it is that you picked to reduce or eliminate for the next days of this challenge. So write it in the Facebook group or send me an email. Just let me know. And on that note, I will let you guys go. Have a great rest of your day, and I'll see you tomorrow. Thanks.